W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Now what? Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia, a Democrat, will return to Washington for six more years.
Raphael Warnock gives the party a lift.
The practical effects of the 51-seat majority, it's big, it's significant. It gives us we can breathe a sigh of relief.
Schumer says the victory shows democracy works. Officials say thousands of police officers have carried out raids across much of Germany against suspected far-right extremists who allegedly sought to overthrow the government in an armed coup. Federal prosecutors said some 3,000 officers conducted searches at 130 sites in 11 of Germany's 16 states. The leader of a small polygamous group near the Arizona-Utah border had taken at least 20 wives and punished followers who didn't treat him as a prophet. The details of Samuel Bateman's life were revealed in an FBI affidavit released last week. It was filed in a case that charges three of his female followers with kidnapping children from state custody in Arizona and impeding a foreseeable prosecution. Two of the women are scheduled to appear in court in Flagstaff today. A person familiar with the deal says Aaron Judge has agreed to return to the New York Yankees on a $360 million 9-year contract. Time magazine has named Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky its Person of the Year. It awarded him the accolade for proving that courage can be as contagious as fear. He was named alongside the Spirit of Ukraine. Editor-in-chief at Time said the choice was the most clear-cut in memory. The magazine also highlighted people said to embody the spirit of Ukraine. Wall Street stocks have been wavering between small gains and losses early on, leaving prospects uncertain for the market to break a four-day losing streak. This is AP News. Cameras are replacing human observers on...
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. The Department of Corrections has implemented a new behavioral motivation system at the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools. The system is rooted in positive reinforcement and gives the young people the chance to earn rewards for good behavior. Conditions are improving. WisPolitics.com reports some prefer the old system where they could buy the things they wanted versus now where they have to earn them by following rules and exhibiting pro-social skills. Staffing levels are also improving at the facilities. In honor of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, Governor Tony Evers ordering the flags of the U.S. and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff. 54 service members from Wisconsin were among the 2,403 lives lost during the Pearl Harbor attack. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock. That means my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the phone. How you doing, Dr. Craig?
Good, especially after Georgia last night. How are you, Earl?
I'm doing fine. It's exactly what I wanted to begin with. Republicans, excuse me, like Laura Ingraham and many others, are beside themselves because of what appears to be, and maybe, Dr. Craig, you correct me if I'm wrong, what looks like, even though these have been close races, that people in this country are starting to kind of change the trajectory of who they are supporting in the Republican Party, which believes and did believe that they were going to see this tremendous change and the conservative movement was going to take complete root in this country and that they were going to be the winners. It almost appears, Dr. Craig, that even though these are all close races, is there a message being sent, do you think, that maybe there are people who are finally starting to decide that this conservative movement that we've seen over the last 40, 50 years is now starting to show some kinks in its armor?
Like taking a glass prism and, you know, you turn it and you see it from a different angle, right? So I think what you're describing is one of the angles. The MAGA version of Republicanism, which really you can trace back to Newt Gingrich, and you can actually trace it back further than that to Barry Goldwater if you want. It's not like Trump just invented it, but he took it over. It's reached a certain limit, right? It is, and so it has trouble completely dominating, even with the structural advantages that are built in or Republicans have built in artificially, like the voter suppression laws in Georgia, for example, that were designed to make it harder. And so, I think you have that. And so but also look how close it is. That's that. Right. I turn the prism around, right? And think about how many people would vote for Herschel Walker. Think about the effectiveness of what they call negative partisanship is. That is using every mechanism in campaigns, on talk radio, on cable news, to make them, their base, hate one side. And they hate us so badly that they are willing to vote for Raphael Warnock. And so that's scary, how close it was, how much money it took, how strong a candidate it required. I mean, Raphael Warnock is a very good candidate, that Herschel Walker's a terrible candidate, and structurally that was still a close race.
Yes.
So we're not out of the woods. They have the House. They're going to and so we're going to see crazy investigations, maybe crazy attempts to hold the world economy hostage in order to get massive cuts in social supports like Social Security, Medicare, food support, all of that. And we have the 2024 election coming up, and we have a Senate map that's harder for Democrats in 2024. A lot of Democrat seats to defend, including in red states, Joe Manchin in West Virginia, Sherrod Brown in Ohio, just for example. And so it tells us that we need to keep fighting, that hope is not lost, that we're not about to descend into fascism, but the danger is not over. So this takes us to, 10 minutes before midnight rather than midnight. Remember the old Bureau of Atomic Scientists atomic clock? They move it based on how close we're to nuclear war. I'd say maybe we're 10 to midnight now instead of 1 minute to midnight.
So no reason to rest on the laurels is what you're saying.
And it took a massive mobilization. It didn't just happen. We focused, we talked about this in the Mandela Barnes race, a lot on the small number of voters who switched, the ones that voted for Governor Brian Kemp and then wouldn't vote for Herschel Walker, right? What we don't focus on is the much larger number of voters, young voters, voters of color, more progressive white voters, who came out and voted in huge margins despite all sorts of barriers put up where they couldn't vote conveniently. And in Georgia, as we saw in this whole session, people had to wait in line for an hour and a half.
Almost 4 million people voted.
Right. So people did this. We need to keep doing it. All people in the sound of our voices, Earl. So yeah, we kind of act like, danger is over. The people did the right thing. No, the bigger story than the small number of swing voters that Trump and Herschel Walker can't get, but a Brian Kemp can't get. That is not the largest number of people. The bigger story is the turnout of the base of people, and it has to be massive to pull off a small election. The other thing is, you really feel like they're trying to figure out what the respectable limit is. So, okay, they can elect a Brian Kemp, they can elect a Governor DeSantis in Florida. So can they simply reestablish a party led by people like that? And would that party be safer for democracy? I don't think so, but I know there'll be some pundits who would claim it would be, as long as they don't try to declare martial law or abrogate an election after it has happened, then it's fine to do everything else they want to do. I beg to differ.
So, Dr. Craig, when you look at this, there are Republicans who are frustrated with what took place when they were led to believe there was going to be this tidal wave. And so they were excited, many of their electorate. And now, many of these handpicked people that Donald Trump picked, and so the MAGA people who celebrated that. But on the other side of that, there's more, I don't know if we want to call them Lincoln Republicans or if maybe that's more in depth than what they really are. But these people clearly are celebrating the fact that these MAGA people lost overwhelmingly. And there's a lot of finger pointing that's going to take place in the Republican Party as the battle lines continue leading up to 2024. Is there anything to garner from that, Dr. Craig, if you're a Democrat, that the Republican Party is going to, this battle is going to take place over the next 2 years about who's going to, what direction the Republican Party is going to go in? Do you see any of that happening?
I think they have more tensions and divisions than usual, but they're much better at unity than Democrats. So I don't want to assume that we're going to remain the case. Look how Mitch McConnell has kept it together.
Right.
despite knowing full well what Donald Trump is and disagreeing with it strongly, but they keep following power. Let's see what happens with Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, and whether he can actually govern, whether he can get unity. And it's unclear whether he can become Speaker or not. And I think these rumors they're floating of some sort of coalition with Democrats is an attempt to get there to spark their unity. It's like it's a conspiracy theory. It doesn't seem real to me. I think that there's plenty of internal infighting among Republicans, including a big Republican National Committee election, which includes MAGA figures like the mattress guy.
Actually having him run for office?
He's running. He's running for RNC chair. Yeah, I mean,
really?
You missed that headline.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, the guy who almost won the governor's race in New York, so he comes from more of the mainline lane. I wouldn't call them, it's too nice to call them Lincoln Republicans. I'd call them Bush Republicans, which is not a great thing necessarily either. It just isn't quite as quite as far gone as Trump Republicanism. It really do the Iraq War when Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, which was not only cost millions of lives, but it cost billions and billions of dollars. But I'd say for the average rank and file voters, Earl, that they'll just be turned around on some conspiracy that tells them why they lost. They don't mind being lied to.
You know, Dr. Craig, Democrats have their own issues of blood. And, you know, whether or not they'll be able to fix their troubles, and many of them at the root of many of their troubles are whether or not they are going to listen to rural America as you and Citizen Action has tried to address that over the last couple of years. You've moved and created offices in rural America. What are your thoughts about how successful that's been? And I know it's in the infant stages, but what are your thoughts? Because that divide between rural and urban America may completely, destroy the Democratic Party.
So part of what the reason that even a Trump kind of or MAGA style takeover has been possible even is because of what's been going on in rural areas. In fact, this happened to Herschel Walker last night. Herschel Walker did fantastic in rural areas. He had more trouble in red, more urban areas and suburban areas. So the same dynamic we see here, rural folks feel cut out. They see their communities declining. They have fewer and fewer economic prospects. Agribusiness has destroyed these communities, though that's not fully understood. And since Democrats haven't offered real solutions or invested there, Republicans are able to fill the breach with conspiracy theories and blaming, Milwaukee or Atlanta, right, or whatever state right. It is. And it can get worse. People have been saying for 10 years it could get worse if we don't do something, and it has. And so that makes it harder and harder for us. We do better and better with some constituencies. We lose ground. That's why Johnson was able to eke out a victory, Ron Johnson. And so there were breakthroughs around the country. In other words, the numbers are still scary because this has been going on for a while. But there are places in Michigan, for example, rural voters in some areas made a big difference in Governor Whitmer running re-election in North Carolina. Even though the Senate race wasn't pulled off, there was progress. And the two ingredients are candidates who actually come from.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace. or Google My Business or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 38. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 38. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Got me hot.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, you were, before we went to a break, you were talking about rural America and why, and many of them have decided to vote red. I mean, many of them, those areas, you and I remember when they were blue. And so, you know, what can a Democratic Party really do, Dr. Craig? Do they then make this pivot from urban areas and urban centers where they're getting votes and then turn around and go to the rural areas? Or, I mean, six of one, half dozen of the other. Which is it?
Walk and chew gum. They need to stop the bleeding in rural areas, and they need to start to build a progressive Democratic base there. And that means winning elections we can win. I was saying before the break there was progress across the country. If you looked at places like certain rural areas in Michigan that helped get Governor Whitmer reelected, changes in North Carolina, and the ingredients were candidates that were more rooted in rural areas and actually talked to people, didn't use the traditional campaign tactics as much, and deep organizing by organizing groups, other, you know, people with memberships, where we actually build this group. And increasingly a rural platform that is actually a progressive platform. And this worked in Wisconsin. Jeff Smith, former Citizen Action organizer, won re-election to state Senate in a rural district in western Wisconsin. He was the top Republican target. They poured money in, and he won. And in fact, he was ignoring the advice of the Democratic Party. I'm talking about the legislative part of it. It's not Ben right. Wickler and the Democratic Party of Wisconsin on campaign advice and doing things like doing a lot of visibility and a lot more interpersonal communication. He just ignored them because he knew what worked in rural areas. And so that is important. I'll give you an example. So there needs to be investment. We spend too much money just on TV and not enough in that deep kind of, not like candidates, but also the civic infrastructure, like organizing groups like Citizen Action, the Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Credit Station Voters, and Wisdom are active in rural areas. Those are other social justice groups and major environmental group, et cetera. The other ingredient is progressive populism. The answer to MAGA kind of fake populism, where Tucker Carlson claims to be anti-corporate, but we know he's not, right, is actual progressive populism, not milquetoast moderation. And that there's good research on that, that rural candidates who are successful who are Democrats run on a progressive populist agenda much more than those who lose. And you need to think about issues. Like, we think about rural broadband, right, which is a huge issue. It is one of the reasons rural areas are dying. People would move out there and work virtually in these beautiful areas if they had good broadband to work virtually with, right? And we have spent enough money nationally to already have universal broadband. The reason we don't have it is because we've made it subsidies to telecom companies that haven't done it. It's sort of like if we try to do a postal service, universal postal service back in Ben Franklin's days when it started to get built up, by giving it to private companies and not enough oversight. They're not going to go to the most sparsely populated areas because it's less profitable, and they're going to find a way to take the money and do as little as possible. And you could make that a huge issue that put their legislatures in Wisconsin on the defensive, because people would be hopping mad if they understood who is standing in the way of rural broadband for them, and it would be their own legislators who are too connected to corporate America and to telecom.
You know, Dr. Craig, when you look at the outcomes of these midterm elections, I had often heard and constantly heard that the Republicans were going to outspend the Democrats. The Republicans have almost all the billionaires. They're going to outspend the Democrats. It was razor close in the amount of money that was spent in these races. Is it safe to say that the Democrats were able to pony up and at least fight the Republicans off in the way of the resources in these races?
Democrats have been able to raise record amounts. It does scare me a bit because we all know, Earl, this is a lot of
money. That's something they can continue, right?
Well, no. I'm going to say it's money that comes from interested parties that want something in return.
It's right.
One of the reasons the Democratic Party sometimes seems not to be willing to do what it stands for. And so there is a lot of grassroots, a lot of people giving small donations. That is not interested money. That's real democracy. But I think that, first, the escalation continues. They have more capacity. It's like they're the New York Yankees and we're the Milwaukee Brewers, okay? The Brewers can compete with the Yankees to some degree, but if it becomes just an arms race and who can spend more money, we know who's going to win that. And they'll escalate it further. And it gets worse and worse. I mean, since there's a huge escalation, the arms race increases every cycle. How much more money is it? Do the Democrats start to reach their limit? The other thing is the dark money, the loophole set up by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Hold the thought. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM.
Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Duke Energy says it has fixed all equipment damaged in an attack on North Carolina substations. Restoration work is ongoing. The company says more county customers will gradually get power back throughout the day today as it finishes testing and completes restoration safely. With Democrats now holding a 51-49 advantage in the Senate with Raphael Warnock's victory in Georgia, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he is hopeful to work with Republicans who don't back former President Donald Trump.
I think there are going to be a whole lot of areas where the non-MAGA Republicans are going to want to work with us for the good of the country, but for their own survival. It will just not work. It will just not work if they pursue a MAGA line.
A report from the Justice Department says a series of missteps by Federal Bureau of Prison officials preceded the October 2018 beating death of notorious Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger at a West Virginia prison. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys, 404-793-0000, online at CordellCordell.com, 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80 plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It, shirts designed to be worn.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A second death is now linked to the man in Racine police call the dating app predator. Police found a body inside a home where Timothy Olson used to live. Olson is under investigation for the death of a South Milwaukee woman. Olson is in jail on an unrelated kidnapping charge. A new invasive fungus called tar spot is devastating corn crops across the Midwest. Scientists believe the disease originated in Central America and was brought here by tropical weather in 2015. The disease penetrates the leaf surface and kills the corn. In sports, defensive coordinator Jim Leonard says he'll leave the Wisconsin football program after the Guaranteed Rate Bowl on the 27th. Wisconsin and Marquette were both winners in men's college basketball last night. The Bucks host Sacramento tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
All right, welcome back to The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, are we really putting too much into a belief that Donald Trump is going to implode and take the Republican Party along with him? I mean, the remark about overturning parts of the Constitution, he says those things outwardly and to see. I think he says these things just to see how they're going to play. And then when he sees that they blow up, he pushes back and says, well, you know, that's the lying media. That's really not what I said. But at the same time, he's causing irreparable harm with many people who used to support him. Do you think it's going to come to a point where some are going to realize, hey, man, we just cannot follow this guy anymore?
I think it would be foolhardy to
believe that, huh?
Rely on that. It'd be a little like the Packers if they were turn things around and make the playoffs, relying upon the 49ers to implode, right?
Right.
The question is, what do the Packers go do to win the game? So there are a lot of dangers for the Republicans. They don't know if they can live with or without Donald Trump. If they live with him, they may go down to defeat if he's their standard bearer. If they try to push him out, will his base agree? In other words, a lot of it could be in rebellion, and will Trump blow up the party in retaliation? They have concerns that he would make sure that Ron DeSantis, even if he could win the nomination, could not win the presidency. And there's precedent for that, very different circumstances ideologically. But, you know, when Theodore Roosevelt, the former president, for the 1912 election, challenged his own handpicked predecessor, William Howard Taft, because he thought Taft had abandoned his progressive agenda. When he lost the primaries, he created an independent party, the Bull Moose Party, the Progressive Party, and assured the Democrat Woodrow Wilson would win by splitting the Republican vote. He came in second. Taft, the incumbent Republican, came in third. In fact, the only time one of the two major parties in has actually come in third in elections in the 20th or 21st century. So they're afraid of something like that, whether it's a candidacy, whether it's just he blasts away from social media at the Republicans and their nominees. But we can't rely on that. They're very good at unification. Look how they've kept it together with Trump. Do you think Democrats could have kept it together if we had a Democratic Trump of some kind with the divisions they create? I don't think so. And so you got to talk about one social scientist called it a hiving instinct, right? They have that ability to rehive even when the hive looks disorganized and in trouble. So the question really is, because I said, think about all the voters that came out, all of the work that was done by organizers to get that vote out. Think of all the work that Stacey Abrams and many others did for over a decade in Georgia, right, to build that up. That's what did it, and we all need to do our part, and we need not to be spectators, Earl. So we need to go out and win this game and reclaim democracy. We can't rely upon the other side to defeat itself.
Let me ask you, Chuck Schumer, pledges bipartisanship with non-MAGA Republicans following a Warnock victory. Let's talk about, Dr. Craig, just how important this one seat was and is to Democrats over the next 2 years.
Well, it would be more important if we could have held the House, and we might have held it if it wasn't for New York and that completely messed up districting process. One federal judge actually stepped in and caused that situation where we lost four House seats in New York, of all places. But that means we can't legislate because of what's on the other side, right, of the Capitol. But it's critically important. The Senate will function much better because when you have a 50-50 with a tie broken by the vice president, as we had for 2 years, it means the committees are split. It means the Democrats chairs have to get consent of the Republicans. It's why the Senate was much less active, say, on the January 6th investigation than the House. And now they can run much more functioning committees. They can actually take over for a lot of different things that House committees were doing, because the Democrats had full control there. The other big thing is we know a big piece of Republican power is their rigging of, their stacking of, and packing of the federal courts, both the Supreme Court and the other federal courts, the appellate court level and the district court level. And we know Mitch McConnell had a conveyor belt of Trump-appointed judges, and they rise up and do things like get in the way with, you know, the investigation into the Trump's illegal holding of federal documents and classified documents at his resort in Mar-a-Lago. And so we're going to continue to have those issues there. A Trump judge is the one that held up and has put into limbo student loan forgiveness, just for example. So Biden did a very good job under the radar of getting a lot of real judges appointed in the last 2 years. Well, they can do even more of that now because they have full control of the Senate. The Republicans had also delay abilities to slow it down last time that they lose now that there's a clear Democratic majority in the process. So that is all. In other words, let me give you, I'll give you maybe too much in the weeds, Earl, but you needed to bring something to the floor that didn't have Republican support on a committee. But you need to have an actual process on the floor that was very time consuming to force it to the floor. Once you have a Democratic majority, the committee can vote and just send things to the floor. So a lot of those delays in Biden's agenda had to do with the Republican ability to slow everything down and when we've even split committees and even at least split U.S. Senate.
You know, Dr. Craig, you look at those 18 seats that that separated and made it possible for Republicans to regain the House. You know, I mean, they're clearly limited in what they can do. I mean, they can certainly come up with witch hunt things, but they're not going to be able to do anything monumental over the next 2 years. Is it safe to say that these next 2 years are going to be an opportunity for nothing to get done, which just might be, you know, a good thing right now where people can stop and take a deep breath? Is it safe to say that?
I think the investigations are a real problem.
Yeah, I don't mean the investigation
part. They have subpoena power. They can run something like the House Un-American Affairs Committee during the witch hunts of communism. They can impeach. You know, they can vote by party line vote to impeach the president, his cabinet officials, Merrick Garland. So they may do all of that. They also can harass the president's family because whatever may be at the bottom of Hunter Biden's business dealings, from what I know, Earl, it seems absurd to me that it would rise to this level where they're treating it like the January 6th investigations. It seems entirely concocted because it's a way of trying to get at the president and his family. And they can't explain it. It's so damn complicated. Whatever, you know, that's why I would have some humility in even saying to Earl that I understand their conspiracy around Hunter Biden. But there's that. In addition, look, we have this is a World War I artifact. In fact, fighting Pablo Follett, when he was a U.S. senator, is part of what caused this. This national debt, you know, limit and raising it, it does nothing. It's like an appendix in a body. It can just cause problems. It doesn't have any positive function anymore, right? And so it was a sop to anti-World War I senators led by fighting Pablo Follett about all the war spending. But the problem with it is it doesn't prevent the spending. It just would renege on the federal, you know, paying back its own debts. And no one rational would do that. So it never meant anything, really. It just was a symbolic victory for the anti-war U.S. senators when we entered World War I. But now we have a party, and it started with Gingrich tried to shut down the government, so this is very pre-Trump, that is willing to use the increase in the debt limit as to hold not only the U.S. economy hostage, because if we just don't pay our bills, it causes an economic disaster. It could crash the whole world economy. But I mean, by crash, I mean world depression. I mean like the 20s and 30s. And they're willing to play for that in order to get things like cuts in Social Security and Medicare, like the kind Ron Johnson wants.
You know, Dr. Craig, you know, people, do you think that the American people are a little, you know, just they're tired of and weary? You know, I mean, you know, the 2022 midterms took a toll on people. And yet, you almost have to start thinking about 2024 right away, right? I mean, there is no respite in any of this. It just goes on and on and on, and so there is no opportunity. You just have to keep moving forward. How can you? You run a nonprofit organization, and so you celebrate for just a moment, and then you have to get right back at it.
Yeah, and if you've signed up for this work like I have and our organizers have, we should expect it. Though it is draining, and this is kind of burnout kind of work, but I think for average people who have lives to live and are trying to make a livelihood, get ahead, it's part of the conspiracy, the attack on democracy, because when you make democracy this hard and this irrelevant, of course people are going to turn away from it. It's a rational move. You can understand it, right? So even though I'm appalled when I hear about young people who don't participate, take a step back and think of their experiences and what they've heard about politics and what kind of communication they get. It's sort of like you can understand it, right? They didn't happen to have the privileges I had in order to be brought into a family that, you know, gave me more context, right, for understanding this. And so, and most people haven't. So it undermines democracy, and it goes on and on. It makes it a reality TV show, Earl. And you know the way reality TV shows, not reality TV shows, I'm talking about the streaming shows, the dramatic ones. At first, the sensationalism of them is interesting, but a lot of them, about halfway through, you're like, okay, I don't care what this character, crazy thing this character is going to do anymore, right? I've had enough, and you stop watching it.
You know, Dr. Craig, I want to spend the last few minutes talking about local politics in Alberta, Darling, and the state Supreme Court seat. And what your thoughts are, is there any way possible that Democrats can somehow take that seat, state Senate seat that Alberta Darling just stepped down from? Is it possible?
I have to confess, I've not dug into the numbers. I believe they made it a lot safer than it was when Sheldon Wasserman quite nearly beat Alberta Darling in a very highly contested race. He was a state representative at the time. But also those areas are changing. Ozaukee County, Republicans only won by 10 points. 10 years ago, it was the most Republican county in the state. And so that might affect it. But I've not dug in. No Democrats, I heard yesterday, have yet filed.
Do you anticipate any filing? Because
I don't know yet. I've not dug in. We have two excellent political people in our organization. We've been focused on the state Supreme Court. I haven't asked them yet. I was meaning to ask them today what the all the people who dig into the numbers are saying and whether there's any candidate out there in the wings that could run a strong campaign.
So when we come back, I want to focus on the state Supreme Court, which is nonpartisan, and two Democrats, two Republicans. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 38 this afternoon. Under cloudy skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lowest level off around 27 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Cloudy. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesday is with Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, that Supreme Court seat that two Democratic candidates, two Republican candidates, and it's not, you can't vote according to party. You have to vote individually, and not realistically, but there is a possibility that two Republicans can wind up in the primary, you know, and run in the finals. The same thing, it could be two Democrats. What are your thoughts about the chances of the Democrats adding a seat to the state Supreme Court?
I think it's a hypothetical that two Republicans get through. It hasn't happened in recent years, and our politics is too factionalized. People get the message on which one is on what team, so to speak, the red team or the blue team. So I think it will be one and one, but it's a messy primary in that you have two of each that are at least major contenders on each side. So I think it will function more like a partisan primary, even if it isn't structured like one. I think that the entrance of Judge Doro from Waukesha County is fascinating on the Republican side. She got a whole lot of celebrity by scheduling that trial on the Christmas massacre from last year in Waukesha County right before the election. Right, which got her all sorts of media attention at a time when there's a lot of public attention. But then she has shown herself to be maybe more like Hagedorn, more of a very conservative judge, but an independent one, because she is a critic of cash bail. And she's very much upset your, I will say, friends in quotes on right-wing radio in Milwaukee with that. Your Bellings and the gang, because they've been lying about cash bail, and so with the dark money groups concerning Mandela Barnes this whole election. And she said something stunning. She said that it doesn't keep us safer because you're not even allowed to take into account public safety or risk any particular accused offender would have to the public. It's only a matter of whether they can pay the bail or not, which means you're incarcerated without due process because you're poor, not because you're a risk to society or to the public. And so that's amazing. That's what Mandela Barnes was saying. Why authored a bill on the subject. And it's true. So you have that interesting dynamic. You have on the Democratic side what seems to be, we're having a big forum on January 11th at Citizens Action Wisconsin with our members statewide that people can watch. But we haven't endorsed yet. But it seems like that one candidate,
Janet
Prozewicz, I was going to let you pronounce it earlier.
Yeah,
professional.
Prozewicz. But go ahead.
Prozewicz. She looks like she's running the more moderate traditional lane, where she isn't going to reveal much about how she would judge.
That's who she is. But anyway, go ahead.
And but from Madison, Judge Everett Mitchell is a fascinating candidate. He has a national reputation for running a fantastic drug court and really doing a tremendous job getting people beyond the carceral system and mass incarceration and helping them rebuild their lives and become productive members of society. And there have been some very good national stories in major magazines about him and his work. And he has a sterling, you know, education and credentials. So he's a fascinating candidate to us. We're looking forward to hearing from both of them, but we're very interested in if Judge Doro has other independent leanings. We know that former Judge Kelly does not, and he is the candidate that will simply do, you know, heed the Republican line and be a safe vote for whatever the Republican position is on the state Supreme Court. That's clear to me.
Well, you know, former Justice Kelly, we already know who he is, and we know which way he's going to lean. And there are many who, you know, Scott Walker originally, put him on the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court. He lost, and clearly there are people who want him back. Especially those hardline Republicans. That's the person they want. You know, even though Judge Doro has many admirers for what took place here in Waukesha, she's up against, you know, a formidable guy in Justice Kelly. He's a former state Supreme Court justice. So,
and Richard Eline, one of the two billionaires that put Scott Walker back in office and has gained from Ron Johnson, he's already back in Kelly. So there's at least one billionaire who's going to pour money in for Kelly.
And so in the midst of this, right now, what is the tally, Dr. Craig? The Republicans have a 6-3. Is that what it is?
No, it's four to three.
Oh, it's 4-3.
If a real judge is elected, let me put it that way, then redistricting, we could get fair districts. There could be a case on that. We could remove some of the voter suppression decisions they made, say on drop boxes or on the absurd idea that when a witness to an absentee ballot fails to put their zip code down, that the ballot is invalid. When we know, we can look up how it takes you 10 seconds to look up the zip code of any address in Wisconsin. It's absurd, right? It's just another, it's very much like the Jim Crow mechanisms that didn't do anything other than throw out votes, right? Of people we want to throw them out for. And so a lot of the horrendous decisions of this court that is not really a court. The majority has been politicians in robes, right? That would change. We'd have a real Supreme Court, and you could see decisions like we've seen in Pennsylvania and North Carolina, which overturned gross gerrymandering by their state legislature.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's always the fastest hour in radio. Thank you, as always. We'll be back in touch this coming Wednesday.
Thank you, Earl.
All right.
Always a pleasure.
All right. We'll talk later. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, kind as always. See you guys later.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. 'cause I can feel it.
Listen to MaxInc Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. We are local music.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.